Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Bryson DeChambeau is your current leader on day one at 7 under.
Do we like him or not like him?
Ooh.
Isn't he kind of a jerk?
Everybody was a big fan of his until he jumped ship.
He's kind of whiny.
He went to live,
and then
right?
He went to live. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's fine. He's in the lead, but it doesn't really mean anything today. I'm looking for.
And then the PGA let all these guys back in, right? From live.
Well, they're supposed to be coming to terms on a partnership, right. But that right. Did not pan out.
And our very own Gary Woodland today is 4 over, tied for 81st.
That's not good.
Tied with, by the way, Ricky Fowler.
Who's Ricky Fowler?
Oh, huge, huge, huge golfer.
Well, you know, golf's
he wears orange.
Thing.
He wears orange. You know Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
Every single time. Anyway,
where's Tiger?
There's a lot of golf left to be played.
Tiger said he's got one left in him.
He started the day with a birdie. I know that.
Woods. They don't put these in. I'll look for it and find it.
Okay. By the way, Dana,
I got the app.
Speaking of sports, and thank you, text line. You now qualify. Well, on Saturday.
Oh, here we go.
Tiger
here
Woods is tied for 29th.
Here we go.
What,
Sam,
what,
are you
what?
Really going to do this?
I know what you're going to say. I am now qualified for the senior
correct.
Events.
On Saturday, you will qualify for the National Senior Games Association.
Correct. Which, let me just tell you, I
you
got an email.
Pickleball?
Oh, no.
Go bowling?
Okay. I got an email from our head golf pro.
Swimming?
And it was like a group.
Swimming.
It was like a group email. And it went out to all the women.
You're so funny.
And it was inviting us to sign up for the senior, you know, yeah. Local.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Whatever, right?
Track and field.
And I wrote back and said,
like you.
Why am I on this list? And he wrote back, because you qualify. I did not realize that in sports, age 50 is the new 75.
Age 50 is when you qualify as a senior.
I did not. All I'm saying is I did not realize that I qualified. I thought it was a mistake. And I said, why am I on this list, bruh? He wrote back, because you're 50. And I went, okay, I didn't know that. I thought you had to be like 65.
Does it hurt?
No, not at all.
There are qualifiers all over the country. The 2025 National Senior Games Association games.
Yep. You know why I'm aware, Sam? Because I'm on the email thread. Literally, turn in your $50. Let's start playing. And I'm like, okay.
Why would you turn in $50?
I think there's like a join fee or something. I don't know.
Because you're 50?
No. It really doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
No, it really sort of. Well, that email, I was like, what? Missed that memo.
Dana, the AARP dropped off a gift bag for you today.
Softball?
Oh.
I play softball when you. Wait, never mind.
All right, look this up. This is breaking news. I do need to pass along some actual information while we're goofing. From Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, we have been requested by the Buchanan County Sheriff's Department to share messages with the media regarding a rapidly spreading out-of-control fire on the Buchanan Platte County line.
Looking at
Channel 9.
I got it.
The captain has requested that we share this with media. The wildfire is near the Bean Lake and Latan power plant.
I think it's Iatan.
Iatan, of course. That looked like an L. Iatan power plant. The fire is spreading rapidly and is currently not under control. And let me go to 9 over here for a minute. We have a phone number. Sam, I'm going to have you reach out and see if he could join us. Pretty sure we don't want a fire by the Iatan power plant. Am I wrong?
I would say that's a safe bet. I told you when we were driving down to Wichita on Friday,
And someone's calling. If you're by the fire or if you've seen it or you can see the smoke, please give us a call.
The Flint Hills were on fire. Now, these were controlled burns.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it was right up on the highway.
But there are wind gusts today that are going to fan those flames. I'm sure we're under some sort of don't burn anything or throw your cigarettes out
that advisory. That area of Buchanan County, South Buchanan County, and North Platte County there by the Iatan power plant and Bean
Lake. Okay, but Dan, wait a minute. It's been years since I've been to the Iatan power plant. Like 20 years
probably.
It's up
north of Weston.
Thank you.
Missouri.
North of Weston.
Yeah. Yeah. North of Platte City, north of Weston.
But this could have been someone throwing a cigarette out. We don't know, but it could have been.
It could have been. It's also bottomland down by the river, agricultural land. So there may be some burning going on, and there's a lot of wind today.
Directions. Here we go. I'm just trying to give you guys some other. I mean, if you live up there, you know where the I-10 power plant
is. It is just to the east of the Missouri-Kansas state line.
This is just to the south of Snow Creek.
Yep. It is just south of Snow Creek. That's right.
All right. We are working on getting the sheriff on to see which way it's spreading.
I just spoke with him. He said they do not have time to chat right now as they are actively trying to figure out how to mitigate the rapidly spreading fire. He said in the last 20 minutes, there has been no update. It is still rapidly spreading and is in no way under control.
Okay.
This is just to the northwest of Weston, directly north, I would guess, 15 miles from Fort Leavenworth.
If you're in Atchison,
the east side of the Missouri River.
And if you're in Atchison, Kansas, on the other side of the river, you can probably see what's going on over there.
And real quick, because the phones are ringing, we will take those calls if you're over there. Can you please, Sam, after you get to those calls, we will find you an Iatan power plant media person to try to get on the program. I'm sure they have all kinds of measures in place in case something of this nature would happen, but I'm curious what those measures are, because here we are.
Yeah, this is just north of Fort Leavenworth, maybe 15 miles just to the northwest of Weston on the Missouri side of the river.
Huh.
Okay, telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Well, Sam's loading up the calls. Stamp prices are set to increase again. The U.S. Postal Service filing a notice with its regulators to increase prices on first-class forever stamps to now 73 cents, marking yet another price hike for the financially beleaguered federal agency. By the way, calling it a federal agency is sort of a misnomer. It's a quasi-federal agency. If approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, the change would take effect in July, raising the cost of mailing services by nearly 8%. In a statement, the United States Postal Service said that, quote, the price adjustments are needed to achieve the financial stability sought in the agency's 10-year plan announced by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in 2021 to make it more competitive and more modern.
Okay, good.
James on line 3. James, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, James.
Hi. Yes, I'm just calling in. We're getting some reports from my wife. My mother-in-law lives up there in Sugar Lake.
Yeah.
And that's where it's near. And it's nearby the Buchanan Platte border.
Okay.
And there's a place called Pat's Steakhouse, where it used to be Pat's Steakhouse. That's what's last I've heard is like getting threatened and is out of control from that spot. But it's about the power plant's about 5 more miles south of there. So the power plant, I don't believe, is involved.
Got it.
Thing. It's right on the border of the Buchanan and Platte border.
Is it Pat's Steakhouse in Rushville, Missouri? Would that be the one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's no longer there, but that would be the local point.
Okay.
Hey, James, do appreciate it, my friend. Let's go to Ernie on line 5. Ernie, good afternoon. Hi, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
It's going well. Thank you. What's up? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Ernie, we're losing you.
Ernie once.
Okay. So I'm looking at Bean Lake. I'm looking, and yes, the I-10 power plant is slightly south of that. Let me find Pat Steakhouse. And maybe the authorities just gave us those landmarks so that we could more easily explain to you where this is going on.
If it's there at the border, it might be very close to the Lewis and Clark State Park.
It is. It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Lewis and Clark Village.
Just south of that, I believe. Let me. It would be south of Lewis and Clark Village.
Okay.
All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Tell everybody who we have coming in at 5 o'clock.
So excited. So you know that this is the 7 days week. Give 7 days to help carry on kindness and spread understanding among religions and races and all kinds of things. After we lost 3 of our community members to hate 10 years ago this Saturday.
Can you believe it's been that
10
long?
Years ago, we lost Dr. Bill Corcoran, Reet Underwood, my friend Mindy's son, and her father, and Terry Lamano, who was gunned down at Village Shalom.
Village Shalom. Yep.
10 years ago this Saturday. And one of the things that they've done, Scott, to try and spread love and kindness, because those are learned as well as hate is learned, is they go into the high schools. I think 22 high schools are a part of this, and they have kindness ambassadors. These high school students, some of them have written essays. Some of them help design the buttons for this week that we look back and reflect. And 2 of the high school scholarship winners are coming in, and they're going to sit with us at 5 o'clock.
And you had breakfast with them
yesterday. Breakfast with them yesterday at the kickoff breakfast, and Mindy was there, and all of these local city thought leaders were there.
What a great campaign.
Bob Kendrick was there. I told you Alvin Brooks was there yesterday. I mean, anyone was there yesterday, including some of the first responders that always come back, Scott, from that horrible day, and local media. I mean, it was just, it was a lovely way to start the morning yesterday. And the high school students are so involved. And Mindy will tell you this, you know, we pass that torch to them to then go out into the world and try to make our world a better place.
Yeah.
And 2 of them will be in the studio at 5 o'clock, and I am so excited for
that'll
you to
be,
meet
that'll
them.
That'll be great. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
All kinds of stuff going on in here.
Don't look now, but the Royals don't suck.
Boom. They swept the Astros.
They are now 9-4. They have the 3rd best record in the American League.
Woo! They really turned it around from the worst record last year.
They swept the Astros, as Dana just mentioned.
Perfect home stand.
Swept the White Sox. They take on the New York Mets starting tomorrow. I believe they are in New York for that one. Jeff Passan, who used to work here at the Star, says, don't look now, but the Kansas City Royals are now 9-4, have the 3rd best record in the American League behind the Yankees and the Guardians, formerly the Indians. Kansas City has now won 7 straight, sweeping the White Sox and the Astros. Royals starters have a 1.9 ERA and have averaged the most innings per start in Major League Baseball.
Incredible.
Wow. Get Incredible. Out of the way.
And then a couple of notes from other sports news. They are retiring number 22 in Iowa.
Caitlin Clark.
No surprise there. Jersey number 22 will be retired. And then this from Yahoo Sports. Iowa women's basketball has announced they added $82.5 million to the school's local economy, according to a study conducted by the university. $82.5 million. Is what that basketball team brought into that university.
Iowa writing on Twitter today, there will never be another Caitlin Clark, and there will never be another 22. Clark says she is very thankful for the honor, took a moment to pay tribute to the other Hawkeye stars that wore number 22 before her.
And KC current part owner Brittany Mahomes is now a redhead and is smoking stunning hot.
She's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen her with the red hair, Sam?
Oh, I have. Patrick Mahomes reposted her photo shoot with the new red hair.
She looks, I mean, I thought she was smoking hot as a blonde. She looks way better as a redhead.
Wow. Now, did she actually dye her hair, or is that just temporary for the photo shoot?
I don't know. I think she should keep it. I mean, wow.
Simmer down in there, guys.
That is.
Good night.
That is some fire.
Is it steamy in there?
A story here from CNN. Derek Dearman says he wants to live, but the 35-year-old inmate who is on Alabama's death row has spent almost 6 years fighting his sentence after being convicted of killing five people, including a woman who was pregnant. But now he says he is asking the state to go ahead and execute him. It's time, he says, for justice to be delivered, and it's the right thing to do. Says Dearman, I don't want to die, but I feel it in my heart that this is the only option that would help the victims' families get the closure they need to move forward. I have made peace with my decision. Bye.
And by the way, Missouri did execute the inmate that we had talked about this week. Was that yesterday at 6 p.m.?
I believe it was.
Right at the end of our program yesterday, where so many of the guards and the jurors, people connected to the case, one judge asked for that sentence to be commuted to life. The governor let it stand, and that execution went forward at 6 o'clock yesterday.
If you were just joining us, and we're hoping to get Ryan Lefevre on here in just a few minutes, if he's available.
And not for baseball.
No. I mean, obviously, we'll mention something about the Royals being 9-4, which is incredible. But if you missed the news, and I don't know how you would have, O.J. Simpson died today. And for those of you who are our age, this is huge in regards to, you know, the trial of the century, and how many people literally swarmed around TVs. Was it 95? I think it was 95. When he went on trial and was acquitted.
The Chase was 94. He was acquitted in 95.
95, okay. Yeah. And this was a verdict that was clearly divided upon racial lines. And, you know, there was so much going on in the United States back in 1995.
Well, it was after the L.A. riots. It was after Rodney King. It was after the murder of a teenage black girl who walked in. I think she tried to walk out with an orange juice, or she didn't pay for the orange juice, and the Asian clerk just shot her dead right there.
It was a terrible time in Los Angeles.
Oh, God. And the corruption in the LAPD, like all of that stuff is coming back into the news cycle today because OJ, who was a wife beater, who then also murdered his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman, is now dead.
What was Ron Goldman doing there? Was he
returning
was
a pair of sunglasses?
Sunglasses. That's right.
Returning a pair of sunglasses.
That she had
sunglasses.
Left at the restaurant where he was a waiter,
the
right?
The day before. Yep. Wrong place, wrong time.
It's truly unbelievable.
And you know, I've said this before, we don't wish death on anyone, but when I saw the New York Times breaking news post, O.J. Simpson dead, I literally said, good. Bye-bye.
Really?
Yes.
I did not weep.
That's different than wishing him death. But when I saw that he died, I said, good. And I sent the post to my children, and I said he was a wife beater. He was a double murderer.
Yep.
You know, no one is shedding a tear today.
You know, there was some speculation, and I know you're going to just say garbage, and you're probably right. But you remember there was speculation that the reason the DNA matched him was because it was his son who had committed the murder, or at least that was a theory that was floated.
It was one of the theories floated. The problem with that is that O.J. Simpson's shoe and the bloody shoe print. Bruno Mali shoe, baby, found at the scene. Only 1,000 pairs sold in the world, like a fine Italian shoe.
And he was filmed wearing that shoe in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium with his then wife.
Yeah.
Nicole Simpson.
You cannot explain away the shoe. And the other thing is, without getting graphic, the rage that was involved in her near decapitation with that knife, that is domestic violence rage.
Yeah.
That is not, I stopped by to rob you guys and I've never met you before. It was overkill. And there was nobody else responsible for what happened there. Now, do I understand why the jury did what it did? Yes.
Really?
I do. Yeah, to right all of the history's wrongs. Some of the jurors have said in that,
they were trying to make a statement.
Go back and watch that documentary.
Yeah.
Did we think he did it? Yeah. Were we going to convict him? No.
Huh.
And they never should have had him try that damn glove on. But I think some of the jurors saw that as an opportunity, as warped as this seems, to somehow, and I don't even want to say balance the scales.
But
I don't
send
think
a message.
I don't think back then in LA you could balance the scales. It was so corrupt.
Yeah.
But to send some sort of message that we're not going to put him in prison for this.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A story here from CNN, nearly 7 months after Aerosmith was forced to postpone their Peace Out farewell tour, the band is heading back out on the road this fall. The rocker's writing out on Instagram that the tour will kick off in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on September 20th and will run through February 26th of next year, when they will play their final show ever in Buffalo, New York. The Black Crowes will return as opening acts along the tour. In September of 2023, the band announced that Steven Tyler, their lead singer, had suffered a vocal cord injury in a statement posted to Aerosmith's Facebook page. As a result, they postponed the rest of the tour after playing only 3 shows. Aww. All tickets that have been bought will be honored for the new shows.
Guess what I did today? I decided to do something for me that I have just been obsessed with doing. It's coming up in June, that I normally probably, you're the concert guy, and I do love live music, you know that, but I tend to go to fewer shows than you do, but the ones that I really want to see, and then I spend more to be down front.
Like we're going to Train.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, we're going to be, those are going to be good seats, and love me some Starlight Train. So my favorite artist in the whole wide world that a lot of you have never heard of is coming in June, and I found out the other day it's almost sold out. And
is this Jason Isbell?
No, but he's my, I love me some Jason Isbell. This is Noah Kahan, and I call him Kahan, but someone today said it was Kane. I don't know. His name's Noah, and I love him. And I am literally obsessed with the song Mess. And so, and I never do this. I went down the hall. Oh, turn this up. My God, I love this song. Listen to the
song.
Mess. Listen, I'm a mess. I'm a mess.
Story of my life.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. So I went down the hall. Well, first I emailed, you know, Bob Edwards with The Rock, and I go, hey, like I never asked for anything. You know, Dana, I'm never down there looking for tickets. That's Scott. He's a complete concertor. Like I never asked.
You just call me?
I just said I never ever ask Bob for anything ever. I cannot ever remember going down to The Rock and saying like, can I call in a favor? I just don't do it.
Did you call me a concert whore?
I might have. Every other week, here's your tickets, Scott. Here's your tickets. Here's your tickets. I got your tickets. I got your tickets. Good God. So I go down, and Bob's like, yeah, what are you looking for? And I go, I have to go see Noah sing Mess and Stick Season. I have to go hear all these songs. So he writes it down in his little book, and he goes, he's got a little book.
He keeps a very detailed book.
I'll let you know. In the meantime, someone in the building reaches out to the promoter and they're like, we have a couple. It's almost sold out. We have a couple of tickets.
Where's he playing?
Sandstone.
It's almost sold out at Sandstone?
Yes. And so,
I've never even heard of this
you know,
guy.
Because it's my birthday Sunday, I'm like,
your birthday's Saturday.
I'm doing it, whatever day. I told the kids I want to take all the kids because the kids love him too. And that's how I found him. My son sent me this song. And then I found out that the seats down front are not like,
They're not cheap.
Oh, who?
How much?
Sam, how big has he gotten? And did I miss the memo how big he's gotten?
I've never even heard of this guy.
Oh my gosh, Stick Season. How have you not heard that song? It's my favorite song in the wide world. Except Mess is now my favorite song in the wide world. But I did it. I emailed her back today and I said, I'll take two. And then I had to call the children and say, which one of you is my favorite?
See, because there's no way The Rock has these tickets.
I cannot afford two by six.
No, this is more like a 96.5 alt type.
Mm-hmm. Or 90, artist. Right. 99.7
the But point. You know he's yeah. got the end down there. Like, we'll get it figured out. So, like, my kids can go and sit in the back seats, but I purchased two down front.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I did it.
How much?
You know I have two kids in college, and I'm in the middle of trying to move.
Before you answer, let me just say this. You guys know artists don't make their money off of record or radio
sales. So I'm happy to give him the money.
So this is, they make their money off of ticket sales and merch.
I'm a mess. Good God, I'm a mess. Do you really want to know?
What is down in front? Are you in the reserved seats in the front rows or are you in the pit?
I think it's the pit. It's whatever's way down there.
Well, the pit is in the front. It says here it's sold out. Row Z.
It is now.
Which is not the front of the reserved seats because it's Z, not A. Is 500 and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so, Sam...
Let me see if that's right, Lafayette, real quick.
Yeah, do. I am late to this party. I recognize that. Like, he started writing these hits in 2019 during the pandemic, and then I think Stick Season just exploded in this last year, and then Mess exploded. Anyway, I did it. I just did it. It's my birthday. I said, this is what I want to do. Bought the tickets. I bought two.
Good for you. You're not even going to tell us how much you
spent. It wasn't 500. My God.
That's a lot of money.
But I did have to call the children and say sorry. So people are going to wonder why
are
we having...
Sorry you can't go to college.
Why are we having Ryan Lefevre on? Because we are going to ask him about the Royals. But really why we're having him on has nothing to do with the Royals.
Ryan, your family has a bizarre connection to the O.J. Simpson case. Can you explain it?
Yeah. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, welcome. Ryan, and happy sweep, the Astros.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
By the way, Ryan, for the record, I was going to have you on to wish her a happy birthday, but you were in the middle of calling a game.
I know.
and couldn't make it. So Tim Grunhart took your place.
Okay. Well, that's no comparison. He's gonna win every single time. So I spent my 8th grade through high school years in Brentwood on North Bundy Drive, and Nicole was killed on South Bundy Drive, and I used to go by there all the time on my skateboard when I worked at a grocery store. But the connection was my mom was Nicole's realtor at the time of her death, and where she lived, South Bundy Drive to North Rockingham, that's the famous home where they shared and where he went after the Broncos day, are not very far from each other. And she had been harassed by him and he was watching her every move. And it was a very volatile relationship. Mm-hmm. My high school girlfriends, one of her closest friends lived about two doors down from the house on Rockingham. And it was just common knowledge in the neighborhood that there was a lot going on in that family and a lot of arguments in the middle of the night and yelling and screaming and people getting locked out and throwing things. And it was well known, but people, you know, back then people just didn't get into that kind of stuff. And it wouldn't end up on the news or anything like it would today. But so anyway, my mom was Nicole's realtor and, was in the process of finding her a new place. She wanted to get out of Brentwood. She wanted to get farther away from the Rockingham house. And when they went through OJ's car, when he became a suspect, my mom's business card was in his car.
Yeah.
And so she was questioned, you know, what is your car doing in here? Because the sign wasn't in the ground yet that the house was for sale. They're in the process of looking for something before, so she could get out before they sold it. The part that freaked out my mom the most was when about probably 2 weeks later, when they were going through the timeline of everything, my mom and my stepdad were out for dinner one night. And she said to my stepdad, you know what? Let's just, on the way home, can we swing by Nicole's house? And I'm just going to put a sign in the ground for her so that when she wakes up the next morning, she'll see the sign and like, okay, you know, the process is going. Let's just do that for her. And they ended up not doing it. It was too late. Well, that was the night that she was killed. So my mom was spooked about that for a while, that she very well could have been pulling up right in the middle of that to hammer a real estate sign in the grass in front of the apartment building that night. So yeah, that was an interesting connection to that whole case. Her claim to fame, and I don't want to make light of a tragedy, but when the police interviewed her, she casually mentioned how somebody may have driven from the Bundy location to the Rockingham house because, so there was, you know, you would think you'd take Bundy to Sunset Boulevard west toward the beach, and then you'd get off on Rockingham and go north. But there are back alleys that you would take to be more inconspicuous. And so my mom explained to them, you know, have you looked at this area? Because someone who knew the area, this is how they would drive, and the investigators had not. And so my mom called me one day, and of course, you know, this is, everyone was talking about, the whole world was talking about this. And there were helicopters all over this alley behind the Bundy location. And my mom says, I think I'm the reason why everyone is looking through dumpsters in this alley now behind the Bundy location. So
what was your, Brian, what was your reaction when you heard he died? I mean, I was reminding everybody that in my mind, he was a wife beater and a murderer and then .. who also happened to play football. You know, I think there are people in the sports world that have flipped that and are looking at it a different way today, and that's fine. But what was your reaction?
Same. I mean, no response at all. None. Just sad. I mean, because I think his story was a great story up until it was revealed, you know, that he was abusing his wife. And ultimately, you know, I think we all know in our hearts what really did happen. But, you know, it was a great story of someone coming from a really rough part of, I think, San Francisco and, you know, becoming a superstar and then parlaying that into another career. You know, he was kind of a pioneer of professional athletes being a really polished broadcaster, not just someone who, you know, would come on and analyze.
Yeah.
But he was, you know, he was very polished and used at the network level and, you know, very, very professional, very successful, I think, away from sports too, to it all ending like that.
And have you been back, Ryan? They knocked his house down. Her condo, where all of that unfolded, is actually still there, but they've re-entered it. So it doesn't look the same because they didn't want it on the TMZ tour or whatever.
Correct. Yeah. I remember, you know, going back there to visit my family and driving by there and driving by there a couple times, like going, where is it? You know, because I recognized it on TV during the whole case, but years after that, you couldn't recognize it. And yeah, the Rockingham house was leveled.
Hey, real quick, Ryan, we have less than a minute. Did your mom testify at the trial?
No, she didn't. She didn't. But she gave them, you know, a lot of information. I think the biggest concern was, why did they have her card? And then when they figured out that she was Nicole's realtor.
Yep.
But if they had found something in between Bundy and Rockingham in those back alleys, that would have been her suggestion on the route.
And real quick, before we let you go, and totally changing the gears here. What the heck with the Kansas City Royals, 9-4?
Who are they?
Well, they were 4-9 last year, so they wanted to get off to a good start. I will. I'll say this, and you guys can all chew on this for the rest of the show. If you can win more games than lose more games, that's a pretty good first step. Amen. There you go. There's my great analysis.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
That's right.
Ryan LaFever, voice of the Kansas City Royals, thank you for your time and your insight on the O.J. Simpson case today.
You got it. Happy birthday again,
Dana.
Be well.
Thank you, Ryan Love.
All right. Be well, my friend.
Bye.
Quick break. Dana Wright turning 50 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of big names come on today, and Wish her a happy birthday. I hope all of you do as well. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Well, I was hoping to pull. Come sit in here, Jason. Grab a seat.
How you feeling? How you feeling right now?
My abs hurt. I'm not going to lie.
After over there, 3 minute plank.
Abs hurt.
If you guys missed it, if you go to my Dana KMBZ Facebook page, we Facebook lived because Scott was throwing shade yesterday about whether or not Dana could do a plank, and I'm like, I'm not even going to like have this conversation because I know that I can't, nor would I do that. And so Nivens and Scott did a plank off. And here, you take this.
Okay.
No, he's on. He's
Am
on.
I on?
It's fine.
I don't have headphones, so I can't hear me. But I just want the record to show that I did do a 3 minute one earlier in the day for poops and giggles. And then you come along and you're like, I think it was something like sucker punk or something like that.
I never.
You started doing all sorts of jive talking,
that
and
is
I was
garbage.
Like, I was like, wow, okay, Scott, like, sure, no problem. I'm glad I can be here for amusement, like I'm a pinata you can just beat upon.
I'm proud of you because you waited the full 4 minutes to see if you could beat the 3 minutes, and you did.
I did, and I feel like I probably could have pushed it to five after already doing the three, but I just didn't want to showboat too much in your studio.
Wow.
Seeing as I was sitting in your chair.
Wow.
Pretty good, isn't it?
You know, the smack talk never ends.
I'm just saying, if you want to go see it, I Facebook Lived it.
The one thing I will say that is rather embarrassing is that I've been a little lackadaisical on trimming up my cul-de-sac. And so you get a real good shot of my male pattern baldness. I'll call it out. I gotta drag me in this.
Never for 1 second think men are as vain as women, because the first thing Scott said when he saw that video was, I've got a bald spot at the top of my head.
I have a bald spot in the back.
You've had it for a while, buddy.
Thanks.
No problem.
Well, I can't see it, so I didn't know it.
And no one's going to tell you, because Lord knows it might crush you.
Well, you have a bald spot, too.
I've had it for over 20 years. I'm comfortable in my skin now.
I am, too. I just didn't realize that I had a bald spot.
Are you aware that you're also graying pretty good?
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for coming
great,
in.
By the way.
Thank you so much, because this has been a day of making fun of Dana with the AARP swag that I got.
That is pretty nice. You got that.
Show him the t-shirt you got.
I did see you. Yeah, you got a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah, there's a cake out there. I've got my AARP t-shirt.
I mean, you look great for 60.
Look at the swag. Oh, my God.
Are you not 60? I thought you were turning 60. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I love you so much. You know where that door is and what you can do with it.
Hey, come on. You and I have fun with each other. No, you look great. You look good.
See, happy look at him birthday. Now trying to give me, look at him now. No, but you really look good for your age.
Jason Nivens, 98.9 The Rock. News with Tan Weinbaum so coming up in 2 minutes. Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.